In the first reading today, St. James talks to us about the necessity of faith. And obviously, faith being the foundation for everything, we aren't going to be able to do anything without it. And yet he tells us that by itself, it is not sufficient. And how important that is, because we hear, for instance, in the Gospels, our Lord regularly telling people, your faith has saved you, go in peace. So they had to have faith in order to be healed or whatever the case may have been. And yet now St. James is saying faith by itself is not enough. And in fact, he goes so far as to say faith without good works is dead. So what's he talking about? What he's talking about is the fact that there are lots of things that we can know and believe in our minds, but it needs to go deeper. It needs to actually change us deep down inside. So, for instance, we can all believe, for instance, that Walz is the governor of Minnesota, and we can all say, so what? Big deal. What does that change for me? Nothing. I believe he's the governor. I can have respect for the office. It's about where it ends. It's not going to change anything. I can believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I can believe that he is the Christ. I can believe that he died for me on the cross. And if it's all up here, so what? What good is it going to do? Yep, I believe all of those things. If it's not going to change my life at all, what's it going to do? That's why I keep harping on the fact that we have to get from the head into the heart. Because if we don't have it in the heart, we aren't going to be able to live it. It isn't going to make a difference in our lives. We can go through the motions and we can do the right thing just because it's the right thing to do. But that's what the Pharisees did. The Lord's looking for a faith that is far greater than the Pharisees. So we have to be able to get out of our heads and into our hearts. So there is the intellectual aspect of it. There is the part that we have to be able to say, these are the things that I believe. We need to know the catechism. We believe what is in there. But having the knowledge in your head is not sufficient. Now we need to take it to the next level. If we are going to say that I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the Messiah, that he is the Savior of the world and of my own soul, then what am I going to do with that knowledge? I have to have a relationship with him. I have to be united with him. I have to allow that in to make a difference in my life so that I'm actually going to act on it. And that's exactly what St. James is asking for. Again, somebody can go out and just take care of the poor. It's a wonderful thing to do, but by itself, that's not going to be sufficient. Just as one can believe in Jesus, but by itself, that's not sufficient. It is the faith which must be expressed in action. Why do we do the things that we do? If we do the things just because, again, it's the right thing to do, that's not what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for us to do things out of love for God and out of love for neighbor. And that love has to be founded on the faith that we have. Now, again, we need to be clear. When we're talking about faith, it's not just, well, I believe God exists. Satan does too. So we're not really doing too terribly well if that's all we're going to say that we do. The virtue of faith believes everything, everything that the church teaches as truth. But even that is not sufficient. It needs then to go deeper and to be lived and acted upon. So the faith is necessary. It is not an option. But by itself, it is not enough. And that's the point that St. James is making. We must have faith. But as he would say just beyond where the passage ended today, show me your faith without works, and I will show you the faith that underlies my works. So in other words, it is his faith that leads him to act in charity. And that's the way that the Lord is looking for from us, to do the right thing out of love, based on faith. So that's the challenge then for us, to be able to really look at that and say, okay, do I believe in my head what the church teaches? Now have I gotten it down to my heart, so that I am not just simply believing it, I'm embracing it, I'm allowing it to make a true effect in my life, to change me, and so that I can act on it and truly live the faith that I profess.